Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Adapted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Tuesday, October 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a penny and a quarter at 419, December wheat up 3 cents at 623, November beans down a penny and a quarter at 1086 and a quarter. Interesting to note, December corn made a new contract high, 421 and three quarters. December meal made a new high contract high at 392.70. This morning, wheat was a little bit firm overnight because of the terrible crop ratings to start off with here. 41% good to excellent. In 2012-13, we started off with a 40% number, so we're just 1% ahead of that. Generally, when we get low, we stay low and don't get much improvements out here. So that's a little bit friendly for the wheat. Offsetting that, we are getting some moisture. It's going to warm up next week. Some of this moisture is ice, some of it's snow. Is that going to help the wheat or hurt it? I think really any precip is going to be okay as long as we warm up a little bit here. I think it'll help somewhat. But we still don't have any real export market. That's going to weigh on prices. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag here in the wheat. Off to a bad start, but we still don't have any place to go with the wheat for the time being. We didn't see any export sales here today. I think that's the third day in October we haven't seen any export sales. That's a little bit disappointing to the market when we don't see it. We're in the last week of the month, as I've always said. We tend to make our contract highs the last Friday of the month. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Thursday or Friday this week that we see new highs. Certainly in corn and beans, we've got a good chance. Wheat, we'd have to rally a dime from where we're at, but that's certainly possible out here. Actually, more than a dime of the wheat. We'd have to rally about 17 cents, but that's still possible in the next 4 days. We've got the funds awful long in here. We've got the bullish sentiment around the country, very, very bullish. I always say, when nobody wants it, buy it, and when everybody wants it, sell it to them. Well, right now, everybody wants it, and I'd be selling it to them. I would be lightening the risk going into the election, going into the last day of the month. If you don't want to sell grain, buy some puts. If you want to sell grain and worried about higher prices, then buy some call options once you sell the grain. But I think this is a great opportunity to do some marketing, and I really wouldn't want to get caught behind. The crop's going to get in. We've got 72% of the corn harvested versus a 56 average, 83% of the beans harvested versus 73. So, I just think that overall, we've just got a great selling opportunity in here and well worth taking. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.